Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into left field. Alozic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alozic. Bresud moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Pfister now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bryan for a passed ball. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alouzeke is 0-for-1 in the game. Alouzeke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Schilling is safe. Schilling moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressoud strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bryan for a passed ball. Conley moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Conley scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Yastrzemski trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Dan Pfister. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Archer now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Runnels scores. Nixon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Conley reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. Schilling moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jerry Walker now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Schilling scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-2 in the game. Alozic hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Causey reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Williams now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0-for-3 in the game. Aluzik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.